Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Unbelievable Story. I am Amber Ruffin, and that is Lacey Lamar.
Yay.
Look at us with your ears.
We're beautiful.
Too beautiful. Okay, so this week I realized that Lacey has just moved to New York. Okay, guys? Mm-hmm. And she's missed a lot of news. So I'm going to see what she has missed and what she hasn't, because before we pressed record, this woman did not know a single thing. And I was shocked.
Listen, guys, I watch the news all day long.
She watches the news 24/7.
Again, I've said this a million times. My daughter said my mom's favorite movie is the news, and she's right.
She's right.
I got to adjust to this because I don't know if I can live here with Amber no more, y'all, because she don't have the news on all the time.
You could just put the news on.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
But I don't have the news on all the time.
It has to be on all the time.
I watch the news. I wake up and I watch the news.
It needs to be on all the time.
I have to see the first little bit of the news.
We're in New York. The aliens are going to land here first, and everybody freaking knows that.
That's true.
And we need to see it so that we can escape. Okay, go on.
That's true. I mean, is their setup worse than ours? Lacey, do you know the earth is ghetto? I want to leave. Did you ever hear that song?
Yeah.
Aaliyah Sheffield. Freaking love that lady. Did you know that they arrested Tupac's killer?
I did hear that. Yes. Yeah.
Did you know that I was the killer?
But is it the real one? Do you feel
he is the guy who was running around saying, isn't it cool that I killed Tupac?
Oh,
he had been saying that.
Okay, well, then I think they got the right guy.
So I mean,
I just want them to get the right person.
Yeah, because you know the police be arresting whoever they see.
They stopped me. And I was like, he was in Omaha. So yeah, I don't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can't 100% trust it.
Yeah.
Lacey, did you see that viral video?
Okay.
Of that white guy who tried Indian food for the first time. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, isn't this heartwarming?
What? No.
Lacey, there was a video that went viral.
Okay.
Of a white guy in his car. And mm-hmm. he's just giving a regular old food interview.
Okay.
But he's got Indian food.
Okay.
And he'd never had Indian food before.
It's delicious.
And he's like, this has changed my world. This is so delicious. Blah, blah, blah. Everyone loved it, but I was like, I can't 100% put my finger on it, but I do not care for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think people are so addicted to white people's point of view. And whenever you can through the white lens anything, motherfuckers be jumping at that shit. I don't enjoy
and
that.
Was it really his first time? Or did he just want to go viral?
He seemed like a really earnest, happy guy doing doofy things. It seemed real.
Okay.
But I just don't like how we're all so thrilled that a guy stepped out of his little white comfort zone. Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, have you ever seen me eat Chinese food? No, and you never will. Guys,
I apologize. I eat don't, Chinese food all the time.
I will. I do eat Chinese food all the time, but I'm not like out trying new things. But when I do try new things, I don't need you to throw me a freaking parade.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, but I should end that by saying he's a good baby. And what he did was nice. It's nice to try new things. And it's okay that everyone loved it. But a part of me does not care for that. Okay. Did you know that there's a new Beatles song?
You made that up.
I did not make this up.
They
this
found
is
it
real.
In a vault?
Kind of. It had been, they had been trying to do it. Ringo and Paul had been trying to re-release it because John Lennon had recorded it and was like, we're going to record this song.
Okay.
He died. Yoko Ono gave it to, fucking congratulations to me for remembering
for
all these people's
Yoko
names.
Ono?
I can't
good.
Believe. I said Paul and
you,
Ringo just
you
like
said
that.
Paul and Ringo.
They just flooped out of my mouth.
Yeah, I would have never said that.
So they got the recording and they're like, this is actually a beautiful Beatles song. What they did was they used AI to help them record it.
Okay, what do you mean?
Isn't that cute? They used AI so that they could have all four voices, so that they could have all four voices doing the harmonies. Isn't that cute?
Did it sound like them?
Girl,
did you hear
it
the
sounds,
song?
Yes,
then
girl.
I'm okay.
It
then
sounds
I'm
exactly
okay.
like some Beatles.
Then I'm okay with it. I didn't know if it sounded bizarre or
but
silly.
But they did have John Lennon's voice on it.
John
so
Lennon
it wasn't
is on
that
there,
hard.
But the other ones are generated.
No.
Somehow.
No, not Ringo and Paul. Just the guy who's not John Lennon.
Okay. Or what? As long as you, Amber Ruffin, says it sounds like the Beatles, I'm okay with it.
I am Amber Ruffin.
If it sounded like the Schmeedles, I would be like, I don't want to hear the song. But
I know
really
everything
sounds,
about the Beatles.
Yeah.
And you can trust me
except
when I
guy.
Say, except the fucking fourth Beatles name. Couldn't tell you.
Larry
I'm so sorry.
Larry Johnson. What a British name. Larry Johnson. Okay.
I will never forget.
I want to hold your hand. That's
Larry
Johnson.
Larry, you have to go home. I'll never forget when I was... in Amsterdam and my roommate was listening to the Beatles and I was like,
gay.
I have never heard any of these songs in my entire life. And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, man, I have never heard any of this shit. The Beatles are lovely. They're lovely. I'm just saying, if I have a blind spot, it's Beatles shaped. I don't know anything about the Beatles. I know it sounds like the Beatles. And I, because that guy was my roommate, I now know.
You know Yellow Submarine.
I know Yellow
PBS,
Submarine.
Yes, the little cartoon. They
oh,
had.
That was
that
cute.
Was
that was a great cartoon. Yeah. I also have to say one more thing. Oh, wait. Okay. You know what? I should save that for an Unbelievable Stories.
Yeah,
we should
ahead.
Do a celebrity edition of Unbelievable Stories.
We should, because I think we have some.
Do we? I'm going to write it down.
Okay. Write it down during this right now.
Okay. Lacey, did you know... Did you hear? Oh my God, did you hear this story? It's so weird. Celine Dion said she's not going to tour anymore because she has stiff person syndrome.
No, and you know, Amber, what is my favorite Celine Dion song?
We were singing it just the other day.
I've been waiting for you. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Inside my heart. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Be the one to love you.
It's a good song.
I love that song.
Me and my friend Molly were sitting.
Song?
I don't know. I'll be waiting for you.
Love it.
Probably somewhere in the night. Dark? Who knows? But me and my friend Molly were sitting here watching TV. And we were not really paying attention to what was happening. We were more yapping. And then Celine Dion's, like, you know, PBS special came on. And we watched that whole thing.
I
sang every word.
I would have watched
to
it
every
all.
Celine Dion. I didn't know I knew every Celine Dion song. Not every Celine Dion
that
song.
That woman can sing.
That woman can shut up and sing.
She can sing. Okay.
But also, like, those songs are, they're just so in America that they just happen to you and they're in there.
But anyway, back, so I'm not going to see her in concert ever. Doesn't she do a show out of Vegas? Am I making this up?
She don't do no show out of nowhere. The woman has stiff person syndrome.
I don't know what that means, but I feel bad for her. And Celine, I love you. And I'll just,
Oh, I feel bad.
I just wouldn't, if you had to say a stiff person, I wouldn't say Celine Dion.
She likes to beat her chest.
She beats her chest. I love her.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Okay, Lacey.
Give me something better because now I'm sad.
I'm sorry that you feel sad. Here's something that's a little bit better.
Okay.
Did you hear all of the things that Britney Spears said in her book?
Okay.
We have to whisper about it.
Because Justin's here. He's around the corner.
He's here. He's so mad.
I know one of the funniest things that she said. And Justin Timberlake, I'm not mad at you. And I don't know if it's true, but she said he had a small penis.
She said he had a small penis.
I mean, did she say that because she was angry or is it true? I don't know. That's the main thing that I remember. I don't know pretty much anything else that she said. What do you have?
That was what I was going for.
Because that's what everybody's talking about.
That
Sorry,
is
Justin.
What everybody's talking about.
Ooh.
But also, like, if you think about it, Justin really got two of the greatest pop performers.
Yes, he did, and he did them wrong.
He got them both,
and he knows he did canceled. Them wrong because he has apologized for his behavior. So he knows something. He did something wrong.
He did something wrong. Okay, guys, that was Lacey's quiz. Let's end it on a good note. Lacey, did you want to know this piece of news?
Uh-oh.
I'm cute,
guys. I know people say that we look exactly alike. I'm stunning. And Amber's okay.
I look great.
But yeah, I didn't know. You really, Amber never knows more news than I do.
Never.
So I'm shocked.
It's a special situation.
I didn't know these things.
You want to know why I know these things? Because I have to write an Amber says what. That's the only reason.
And you have
why
to
I know.
Write it
I have
on
to know the news.
Certain things. You do. Your job is to keep up with the news.
Yeah. And that's why every morning I watch the news for 4 minutes.
Let's talk about something just real quick.
Oh, okay.
Because a certain person didn't get elected, did all your jokes go way down? Or do you feel like you still have enough? Because wasn't it every day you had something hilarious to talk about? You feel like it'll go back up if this person gets elected again?
Man, this man could get elected again. Isn't that terrifying? I did read that in the news and I was like, sweet baby Jesus, cover us and Jesus. I can't believe it. But it can't possibly happen.
Didn't we all say that before?
Buddy.
But you had jokes. I'm just saying, your jokes were abundant.
The jokes are always going to be abundant. Joke's going to joke.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, people kept saying that. Isn't it hard to write jokes now that Trump's not elected? Eat shit. I've been doing this since before Trump did anything. Okay. Like, fuck that guy.
Oh, goodness. Guys, I'm so sorry for her language. I didn't think it was going to go there. Stop.
Fart butt.
The Diamond Players did not pay for this.
Taint. No.
And on that note, thank you all for listening.
Thanks, you guys. This has been this week's Unbelievable Story. To get episodes ad-free, become a Big Money Diamond Player. And we love you.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Boo. I'll be waiting for you here inside my... Let me be the one to love you more. Oh my God. And then at the end where she goes, I'll be waiting for you.
We're done.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.